State Representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin, and my hat's off to the weatherman again, although it's gray and cloudy, but 50 degrees. I came home late last night from Lansing, coming through Hillman, and right at their public school, they have an electronic sign out front. It was 58 degrees at 9:30 last night. Isn't that something?
It is. It's weird weather, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm not a big, snowmobile and ski enthusiast, so I'm enjoying every minute of it. But I'm sure there's a lot of folks with some snow machines that would love to see a little bit of white stuff out there.
You're right, Kevin, but it's a great time of year right now, a great stage of our time economically for folks that are of the lower economic scale that are enjoying lower heating prices this year, and lower gasoline prices. So it's a give and a take all the time, but I'm going to enjoy it as long as it lasts.
You and me both, my friend. You and me both. Well, let's talk about some of the things going on in Lansing. One of the big stories, and I know we've been covering it the last couple of days, there's been some changes in election laws, right?
It is, and now that's just one stage. It passed the House, and I did vote yes on both bills. And the first bill will no longer allow for straight party voting in the general election. You'll still be able to vote straight party in the primary. Party primary voting, but in the general, it will, if the bill passes the Senate, if the governor signs it, there will be no longer straight party voting. And you know, and again, Kevin, it's like anything else here in Michigan. It really isn't a problem in the North, but in the South, there's been some corrupt elections where there has been more straight party voting than there are registered voters at the precinct, and that just can't be.
Right.
So during 2008, 2012 presidential election, some precincts were reporting 110% of their voting population voting.
Oh, wow.
It's just not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, if you get 60 to 70% to come out, that's amazing, and 110 means that there's 10% more voting than registered. So we believe this will help the corruption in that. And the other one is, right now you can get an absentee ballot, and most folks can get them if you're handicapped, if you're away from your voting poll, working. If you're over a certain age, you can get an absentee ballot right now. But a lot of people have been just getting them and not really being honest about getting them. But this bill, if it passes the Senate and the governor's signature, would allow for somebody to get an absentee ballot for absolutely no reason at all. And I don't really have a problem with that, because there are people that like to take them home and sit around the table and study them and maybe talk to your spouse. And, so I don't really have a problem with that. Again, we have to be careful to make sure there's no corruption.
Right.
Again, up north, a lot of honest people, good clerks, good townships, cities and villages, seem to do it all right. But again, we go down to the Flint, the Detroit, the Benton Harbors, the Grand Rapids. A lot of corruption down there. It's really sad.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one and find out how that goes as it goes through the legislature there. One of the other things, dealing a little closer to home, with the Alpena Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, Senator Stamos and I put in what are referred to as companion bills. They're identical bills. They'll run through the Senate and the House at the same time, which speeds up the process. And the bills will only do this. It will allow the Alpena Regional Medical Center with the county commissioners to make the decision to merge with another entity. Right now, Alpena Medical Center, along with the county commissioners, are looking at merging with U of M Midland, and this will just allow them to do that. It doesn't mandate, it doesn't require, we're just helping them along in case they make that decision. And what is happening right now, Kevin, with our hospitals, Alpena Regional Medical Center, which does a great job in service multi-counties, the challenges are, because of the National Health Care Act, the changes in funding to Medicare and Medicaid, these hospitals are having a challenge financially to be standing alone on their own. So they're merging. A lot of our Michigan hospitals are merging. You have Tallahassee St. Joe, which is an outstanding hospital, but they're part of a group.
Yes.
So they have strength in that. But you go to Grayling and Gaylord, those hospitals are merging with other bigger hospitals. It's just the sign of the time.
Right.
And there's some controversy, and I'm sure they'll work it out, but Senator Stamets and I aren't involved in any negotiations. We're just putting the bills in and helping them with the path to make a choice on their own.
All right. And one more before we let you go. I know you're on the road. There's a kind of a change in driver's training and the young people and getting their licenses.
That's right. I actually dropped the bill just this week. What it is it's not a mandate, but it will require that our driver's training courses now will teach our new drivers that a obstacle on the side of the road, whether that's a car with its emergency flashers on, or a deer, for instance, or a some sort of debris that may cause a challenge to you as you drive, to slow down and to give it a wide berth. You see the trucking industry doing that right now voluntarily. They're doing it because truck drivers are one of the safest drivers on the road. And it actually is a good thing, it's just going to be part of our driver's training program.
Very good. All right. Well, Peter, if they want more information about anything we've talked about or just like to connect with you on another topic, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I think you send it to Santa Claus, address it to the North Pole, and I will check it twice. Well, in all seriousness, it's 517-373-0833. Have a great weekend and a great day.